So the next parsha here in Parshas Nitzavim is the parsha of Tshuva. In Perek Lamed Pasuk Bei, the Shavta Hashem Elokecha, Shemata Bekoyel Kecha Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Hayom, the Shav Hashem Elokecha Shavos Chavurecha Me'achav Shav Kibetzcha Mikol Amim. The Rishonim already, the Ramban, the Ran, Drosh Saran, and other Rishonim point out how this, if you look through the Psukim here and also in Parshas Vayelech, there's really two levels of tshuva. There's the first level of tshuva, which is the Kabbalah alone, that I want to do tshuva. Already then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save you and take care of you, like we saw earlier, that you leave the Parshas of Klalos. And then there's the second step, which is when I learn the Torah, and I learn what I'm supposed to be doing and how to do it. I become a Talmid Chacham in how to do the mitzvahs. So that's a tshuva already on a higher level of tshuva, which then I'm zechet to more bracha. Now, in the parasha of tshuva, so here in Pasuk Yud Aleph it says, Ki ha-mitzvah azois asher anochi mitzav chayim. This mitzvah that I'm being mitzvah you today. So let's assume it's referring to tshuva, right? The machalik is over here referring to tshuva, or Torah, referring to tshuva. Loi nifleisi mecha, it's not so far, but loi rechaikihi. Loi b'ashamayim, he is not in the shamayim. Leima miyal ulon ha-shamayim, but to say, who's going to bring us up to shamayim? Yikachel lan, v'yashmein oisim in asena. V'loi me'evel ha-yom, he is not on the other side of the yam. Leima miyal ulon ha-leiv ha-yom yikachel. Ki karei ve'lecha adav ma'oid, it's so close, it's already b'fichach v'lvavcha la'aseisa. It's already in your mouth and your heart, right? So even though your mouth and your heart may be far apart, but it's there already. So now, it's such a strange pasuk, because if I ask you, how do you get to Mayan? So what's your response? It's not in Bnei Brak, it's not in Ashdod, it's down the block. That's not how people speak, number one. And number two, he makes it sound like it's so easy. Tshuva is not so easy to do. So what's Moshe Rabbeinu making it like? Kilo, it's already there, just like, do it. It's not easy to do tshuva. Especially if you go with the Shittas of Rambam. It's very difficult. Here, Rabbeinu Yehuda makes it easier. So, what's going on over here? And you look at the Medrash, very interesting Medrash. The Medrash says over here, in Parshas Nitzav, in Parshas Ches, Amru, Dove Echa Beficha Belvav Chalaseisen. So the seven things that were said, Shlomo said about the Otzel, the lazy person, right? The lazy person who says, they come to him, they tell him, your Rebbe's in the city, go learn. He says, yeah, I'm afraid there's a lion in the road. And they tell him, no, there's no lion. He says, excuse for everything. There's excuses and excuses and excuses. That's what goes on. Then the Medrash says, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ki kar v'lach adav ma'ed v'fich l'vav chala. So you say, it's all there. Again, whoa. Tshuva is...
How do we know this is so much of
them? So Rashi learns like that, and Ramban talks about it. Also, the Parsha of the Psukim, looking from Perek Lamed Pasuk Beis, V'shavta Pasuk Gimel V'shav, Pasuk Vav, Amal Hashem Lekech, the Vav is going on, that when you start doing tshuva, Hashem is going to help you further do tshuva. Pasuk Ches, V'ata Sosha V'shamat V'kol. So, Parsha Ki HaMitzvah is going back on that? Okay. So the text is as follows. What Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael is that, yeah, true. When you think about tshuva, it sounds very far and very difficult. It does. Tshuva is a big work to undo habits that we have and to train ourselves to do what we're supposed to do is hard. But you should just know, which means that deep inside you, That's what you really want to do, and you have it already within you. And that's why I understand that I would like to say that's the hemshech from the beginning of the parasha. We were madgish in the beginning of the parasha that be'emes we all have within us, with Bnei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, and we have within us all the good midas, and we have within us the betachin and emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Except what? Our surroundings, like we mentioned yesterday, our surroundings are mashpi on us to block those natural midas that we have of betachin and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to the extent that we can become kaifrim and serve Avodah Zarah. Our Yetzahara, we learned about earlier in the Pasha, our Yetzahara. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu had to make a shvu and a bris, so that we shouldn't let that Yetzahara kick in. But naturally, the Yetzahara kicks in. So naturally, we have it within ourselves. We just have to tune into it. And that's what we're saying over here. Tshuva, it seems hard, and it seems far, but it's really close. Because if you're ready to do it, you can do it. You can do it. You have the power to do it. That's what the next pasuk says. Re'ei in pasuk Tezvav. Re'ei nasati lefnecha yom esa chayim esa toiv v'esa moves v'esa ra. So in Parshas Re'ei, in the beginning of Parshas Re'ei, what does it say over there? There it says, Re'ei anoichi noisim lefneichem hayoim bracha klala. So bracha v'aklala. The Gim Pashas Re'ei all says is bracha klala. Over here he adds in chayim and mavis. Why is he adding chayim and mavis? And then the Pasi tells us, hayidoisim Pasi Yates, hayidoisim v'chem hayoim es ha-shmayim v'sarets. And I'm making edus with the shmayim v'arets that I gave you bracha and klola. Ubacharta b'chaim, you should choose chaim. So the Meshech Chachma over here, Meshech Chachma says, to explain this, these psukim, quotes the Sefer Ikrim. He says that over here in Pashas Nitzavim, we're talking about tshuva. Tshuva is so great that it creates chayim by a person. But mitzat sheni, it's dangerous because if you don't do tshuva when you were able to do tshuva, then it creates mavis. It's not like in Parshas Re'ei where, okay, you want bracha or klala, you choose klala, okay, so you got klala, you'll live with klala. Over here, you're deciding chayim and mavis. Deciding chayim and mavis. And that's when he ends off, that I gave you a mitzvah of tshuva, which is chayim and mavis. And from the klala will turn into mavis, and therefore v'charta b'chayim. It's a tremendous mussar that's telling us that tshuva mitzad echa, the mitzvah tshuva is rachamim atzumim, tremendous rachamim. It's the yud gimel midas. We're going to be living the next 2 weeks in the world of yud gimel midas. We'll be saying it every morning, over and over. Which is tremendous racham. It's a segula, it's a bris krusa, the Gemara says, that it's not going to be chayzeres reka. But if chas v'shalom, a person doesn't use these days properly, then it's disaster. And that's the koyach of tshuva. And that's the mitzvah. Okay, Mitzvah tomorrow, I'll try to speak about